This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Staunton will be in the home white uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the red and the gray. Lady Dogs in red lettering across the front of the home whites for Staunton. For North Mac, they're in the road blue uniforms. It's a Carolina blue trimmed out in the black. North Mac in black lettering across the front of the road blues. Your officials tonight, Austin Denton, Rich Stewart, and Louie Crook. As Staunton breaks the huddle, they're rocking the black chin straps tonight. And for North Mac, they've got a mixture of the black and the blue chin straps working here this evening. It'll be Legendre to jump for Staunton. Prost into the circle for North Mac. It's won by Harris, and the Dogs will get it first. Here's Katie Teakin as North Mac sits back in a 2-3 zone. Dumps it off to Kinder. Dribble drive, kicks it on the baseline to Feldman. L attacks, missed it. And the rebound off the front of the rim picked up by North Mac will get a jump ball, and the Panthers will have it on the arrow. So here comes the full court pressure from Staunton as they will not guard the inbounder. They will face guard. And the ball is in to North Mac in the backcourt. Here's Melanie Gist, gets it into the hands of Marconi. She comes into the front court. Dangerous pass. Was a tipped? No, turned over. Pressure that time on the Panthers' ride as it came across the timeline, and that will be a key for North Mac tonight, trying to take care of the basketball. Just underway, first girls semifinal, 7.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Kinder. They swing it left side into the hands of Feldman. High post to Legendre. Off to Kinder now. Brooke in the corner. Feldman wants the three. Got it. Rattled it down. L. Feldman. And Staunton doesn't look too rusty here in the opening 45 seconds. Here comes the full court pressure in the backcourt. Marconi gets it away to Hendricks. Abby Hendricks across the timeline, leaves it for Natalie Marconi up top. Back to Hendricks it goes. Staunton in a 1-2-2 zone. On the point up there for the Dogs is Katie Teakin. Bounced it once, did Thorman, picked it up, leaves it for Hendricks on the left wing. Back between the circles it goes to Marconi. Into the hands of Hendricks, skip pass, right wing. That was Gist, passed on the triple, right back to Melanie. Thought about it again, leaves it up top. They swing it back to Gist now at the right elbow. Catch made there by Prost. She gives it back out to Gist now. Shooting the passing lane is Teakin coming up with the steal. Katie racing down the left side. Layup is good for Katie Teakin. That was a contested layup off the left side in an early timeout for Ross Brill and North Mac. 6:21 for the opening quarter. Staunton has jumped out to a 5-0 lead. You're listening to the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. So following the early North Mac timeout, Panthers have the ball, still facing that full court pressure. Gist gets it in to Prost. Right back to Melanie Gist now with the left-hand bounce into the front court. Staunton picks her up there in the half-court zone. Here's Hendricks on the left wing. Here's a three for Hendricks off that left wing. Just grazed the front iron. Rebound picked up off the floor by Harris Legendre. Here comes Staunton with Brooke Kinder across the timeline. Three, check that, 5-0 Dogs with the lead. On the left wing with Teakin. Nice little ball fake. One dribble. Pulls up. 17-footer. Missed it off the heel. And the rebound down to North Mac and Marconi. She's picked up immediately by Teakin as the pass goes off to Gist into the front court. Skip pass left wing to Hendricks. Top of the key now to Marconi. Middle of the floor to Thorman. She pivots around, lost the ball, but it goes right out to Marconi. She leaves it off for Gist on the right wing. Melanie to the foul line. Tries to dump it down to Hendricks. Tipped, and it'll stay with North Mac. 5:26 for the opening quarter. It'll be North Mac ball. Sideline trigger just at the end of the Staunton bench here at the pit. Looking. Gist just gets it in to Hendricks. Abby Hendricks trapped on the sideline by Teakin and Feldman. Will get a jump ball, and this time Staunton will get it on the arrow. So that would be the third North Mac turnover. Gives it back to Staunton with 5:21 for the opening quarter. Well, you know these ladies for Staunton just happened to be playing basketball, their first game since December 30th. They'll have 4 games in a row next week, Monday through Thursday, trying to make up for lost time. Here's Legendre. Off to Kinder, gets into the heart of the lane, kicks it, Feldman, long two, missed it, rebound weak side, out of bounds, off of Legendre, and it will belong to North Mac. Up next, Carletonville and Gillespie. The winners of our games tonight will meet for the county championship Friday night at 6. Here's Gist in the backcourt. on the handle, comes across the timeline, keeps the bounce alive, gets down the sideline, now onto the baseline she goes. She's trapped, gets it out top of the key. Now down on the block it goes to Thorman. Here's a three ball headed home for Marconi, no, and the rebound off to Kinder for Staunton. Head up the floor, pushing into the front court. Brooke Kinder, bounce pass onto the baseline. That is Billings, and she's going to be fouled. She'll have two free throws. First foul of the ball game, and they will get, I do believe, Kaylee Prose on the personal. Her first at the free throw line, the 5'7 senior, Savannah Billings. Free throw for Savannah, too strong. She'll get a second toss with 4:35 for the opening quarter. Second free throw is no good. Missed it off the heel just like the first. But the offensive rebound, Teakin, and her putback with a soft touch goes down. Katie Teakin with four first quarter points. 7-0 Staunton. Here comes the full court press. Teakin and Feldman with the quick trap, but North Mac does a nice job. Get the ball in the middle of the floor, and across the timeline they come. Here's Giss. Skip pass to Hendricks. Top of the key to Marconi now. In the corner to Thorman, right back to Hendricks. They swing it top of the key, now right wing with Gist. On the baseline to Thorman, right back to Melanie. Gist puts it on the deck with the left hand, cut off at the right elbow, feeds Marconi for a top of the key three, and Natalie knocked it home. And North Mac is on the board halfway through the opening quarter. 7-3, Staunton with the lead and the basketball. Here's Teakin across the timeline. Leaves it on the wing for Kinder. Left wing now into the hands of Feldman. She's just a freshman. Down to Legender, and she's fouled. Harris will get two tosses. What an athlete Harris Legender is. Of course, she is a high-level volleyball player. Pretty good at basketball, too. Free throw is good for Harris. Her first point tonight. Couple of bounces, a spin, the toss is good. Legender gets both. 9-3, Staunton with the lead. Again, they set up the full court pressure. Hendricks gets past Teakin, then Katie cuts her off before she gets to midcourt. She gets the middle of the floor to Marconi, and they're into the front court are the Panthers of North Mac. Here's Thorman, leaves it off for Gist, right corner. Back to Olivia, top of the key it goes to Marconi. Back to Thorman in the right corner with Gist now. Melanie, top of the key, dangerous, stolen by Teakin. Katie Teakin had it poked away by Thorman on the attack, and she's going to be fouled. Thorman jarred it loose initially, but Teakin was able to corral it and still was able to get the ball up on the glass and draw the foul. The skip passes. Katie Teakin's getting them timed out. The foul on Marconi. That's her second. Free throw for Teakin is no good. Hit a lot of the iron, but didn't go down. In the early going here, Staunton 3 of 5 from the foul line. As Addison Earley has checked in, a sophomore for North Mac. She's got K-tape on both her shoulders. That free throw is no good as Teakin missed the pair. And the rebound down to Gish. She tried to muscle her way down the sideline. She's dribbled herself right into trouble. It's going to be a jump ball, but North Mac will keep it on the arrow. She kind of got herself all turned around there, and the next thing she knew, she was trapped on the sideline. 3:14 for the first quarter. We will get our mask timeout with Staunton leading North Mac 9-3. You're listening to the girls' semifinals from the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the pit at Gillespie. Girls' semifinal night here at the Macoupin County Tournament. Top-seeded Staunton leading North Mac 9-3. 3:14 to play first quarter. Panthers have the basketball in the backcourt. Gist looking. And that's a 5-second count as North Mac could not get it in. Fifth turnover on the Panthers. So Staunton will have it in the front court as Lily Bandy has checked in, a 5'4 freshman for the Dogs. She has it now on the right wing. Bounce pass baseline. Legender Harris is fouled. That was a nice find in there by Lily Bandy. Legender ran that baseline from the left block over to the right block. Good movement without the basketball there. That foul on Prose, her second. So two North Mac starters with two fouls apiece. Harris Legender, 5'8 junior. 2-for-2 at the line. 2-for-3 at the line. Back rimmed that one. North Mac substitution, Kaylin Rayner checking in, the young sophomore. Free throw is off the back rim, too strong. Bandy with the rebound. Her follow is blocked. And it's going to be last touch by North Mac. It'll be Staunton ball on the baseline. Legender to throw it in. A dog at each corner of the lane. Legender gets it in to Teakin. Katie, bounce pass right back to Harris, right block. Draws three defenders, kicks it out on the baseline. Kinder, check that. Feldman driving, and she's fouled. That goes on Gist. Staunton being very aggressive on the dribble drives here in the opening quarter. Five North Mac fouls already. Feldman gets it into Teakin. She's going to have a wide open three. Back room to too strong. Rebound down to Bandy. She's in the left corner, picks up the bounce. She'll get it off to Kinder. Top of the key now with Teakin. Katie Teakin, the 5'4 senior. Through the hands of Feldman and out of bounds. First turnover on Staunton. As Elle taps her chest and tells Katie, my bad there. She just took her eyes off that basketball, went right through her hands. Here's Hendricks, dangerous pass, long way in the backcourt, found its way to Thorman. Now Staunton comes with the trap. Her pass is in danger in the middle of the floor, but North Mac got a timeout before the pass was let go as they were in danger of the 10-second count. 2:34 for the opening quarter, Staunton leading North Mac 9-3. We're back to the Macoupin County Tournament at Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Well, out of the timeout, Early has the ball stolen away. The Dogs on the attack. They find Bandy across the floor off the feed from Feldman, and Lily Bandy is fouled. So for North Mac, six turnovers, six team fouls to just 3 points on the board. That personal foul on Taylor Kears of North Mac. She just checked in at the last timeout. Free throw is good for Lily Bandy. Second free throw is good for Lily Bandy. You know, the board has number 20, Taylor Kears, but number 20 is not on the floor for North Mac. I want to say the foul was supposed to be on Addison Earley. Here comes Gist into the front court. She had some trouble in the backcourt, but once she got across the timeline, a little space opened up. She dumps it off to Rayner. She leaves it short off the right block. The rebound down to Kinder, and she is tied up, but Staunton will have it on the arrow. 2:14 for the opening quarter. Ross Brill was unhappy about something. You could hear Stewie down there telling him that's enough. That's a bad pass into the backcourt, and that'll be a turnover on Staunton as Feldman just threw it behind Katie Teakin, and Katie had her momentum moving towards the basket, and she was unable to get adjusted and stopped to track down that pass that was thrown behind her. Wasn't that far behind her, but with her momentum working the other way, she couldn't recover. The inbounds pass is tapped around but picked up by Hendricks off the floor. Into the hands of Gist, top of the key now with Abby Hendricks. She's going to float it up with the left hand, rattle it out, no good. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Bandy, and Lily has a run out. Left hand layup, up and down for the easy deuce. For Lily Bandy, she has 4 points off the Staunton bench, 13-3 Dogs. There's another turnover. Stepping right in front of the passing lane was Bandy again off the window for the easy deuce. 6 points for Lily Bandy. 90 seconds for the opening quarter. Dogs haven't played in 19 days. You wouldn't know it here. Here's Thorman, long pass in the front court. Rayner, did she travel? She did. The old up and down on Kaylin right there is a late contest by Staunton. Forced Rayner to rethink the action, and she'll be called for the up and down violation. Turnover number 8 on North Mac in the quarter. They got that last foul where there was confusion on number 30, Abigail Hendricks, not number 20, as the board initially read. On the attack, Staunton. And drawing the foul is Elle Feldman. But the Dogs being real aggressive, not only taking the ball off the bounce from the perimeter, but going up strong once they get into the paint. That foul on Rayner, her first, team's 7th. Staunton has not been whistled for a foul in the quarter. Free throw for Feldman, no good. The free throw shooting a little bit off here for the Dogs in the quarter. Substitution for Staunton as Savannah Billings returns. Looks like Brooke Kinder getting a breather. And on the floor for North Mac, Gabriel Mason checking in along with Alexis Bowman. Second free throw for Feldman, all the rim and down for Elle Feldman. She has 4 points. 16-3. Staunton with the lead in the backcourt. That is Bowman. Races up the far sideline into the front court. Now she's trapped on the sideline as she splits the double, falls down. The ball is loose, picked up off the deck by Feldman. And she gets it back to Teakin, and Katie is fouled. That's Rayner, her second. Team's eighth. So North Mac over the limit in the first quarter. 56.7 seconds for the opening quarter. North Mac has committed eight team fouls. It is Katie Teakin at the foul line. 5'4 senior. 0-for-2 tonight. Left that one short. Offensive rebound. Feldman, her follow won't go. And on the second offensive rebound attempt, we've got a over-the-back foul on Elle Feldman. That's her first team foul on Staunton. 53 seconds for the first quarter. 16-3, top-seeded Staunton with the lead over North Mac as the steal off the inbounds pass by Lily Bandy, and she's fouled. The 10th North Mac turnover, and Lily Bandy has had a real nice sequence here in the opening quarter off the Staunton bench. 5'4 freshman. Free throw is good. You know, with the COVID, I've lost track of years and classes, but you remember, a group of these young Staunton kids, they were in the state championship game back in 2019. That free throw is short. I think that would be this freshman group right now. A lot of talent there. 40 seconds for the first quarter. Boy, and that seems like 25 years ago to me, those seventh grade girls for Staunton playing in the state championship game. That was December of 19 before all the COVID stuff started. Half a minute for the opening quarter. Feldman just drips it right away from the Panthers at the left elbow. That was Rayner who had her pocket picked. Here's Feldman now coming into the front court. Top of the key to Bandy. On the left wing to Treckler. Billy Treckler now. That pass is tipped out. Last touched by Staunton. That'll be their third turnover. 13 seconds for the quarter. A 17-3 Staunton lead. Haven't played in 19 days before tonight. Here comes Gist into the front court with eight. Melanie Gist down to the left baseline with five. Kicks it out top of the key to Hendricks with three. Back to Gist. She'll let it go. Left wing. Left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Teakin, and that's the quarter. After 8 minutes here in girls semifinal number one, it is Staunton leading North Mac 17-3. You're listening to the Macoupin County Tournament on WUSMI. Tim Mize back inside the pit here at Gillespie High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this action from the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. Girls semifinal number one. Top seed Staunton all over North Mac 17-3 after the opening quarter. Staunton forced 11 North Mac turnovers. Make it 12 as they get one right out of the gate here in the opening minutes of the second quarter. As Billings came up with the steal, then she was fouled underneath. And we'll walk to the other end for free throws as that is the ninth team foul on North Mac. There's going to be a lot of free throws for Staunton, but they're going to have to shoot them better than they did in the first quarter. They were just 5 of 15 from the foul line in the opening 8 minutes. The North Mac foul went on Alexis Bowman, her second. Free throw for Billings is good. Savannah now 1 of 3 at the free throw line. She now has 1 point. Second toss is short, hits the side rim and goes down for Billings. Billings hollered off when it was coming off of her hand, but she got the right kind of bounce and roll. 19-3 Staunton. Little hand check out front there on Katie Teakin. And the North Mac coach just got teed up, Ross Brill. Austin Denton got him. Rich Stewart had warned him earlier, and Denton just got him right now. And so it's a tough spot when you're a head coach in a situation like this. You're frustrated, obviously, and maybe you're thinking maybe a technical can get us fired up a little bit and change the momentum. So he will have to stay seated the rest of the ball game. That's always tough for coaches. As on to shoot the technical tosses, Lily Bandy. Free throw is short. So Staunton now 7 out of 18 from the foul line. Carletonville Gillespie coming up next in our second semifinal. Bandy's second free throw is good. Lily gets 1 out of 2. She has 8 points off the Staunton bench tonight. So it's 20-3, and Staunton will get the basketball. And that's doubly painful for North Mac as they had the basketball when they got the technical foul. So now they lose the possession. Treckler gets it in to Katie Teakin. Katie brings it into the front court. Dribble handoff to Kinder. In the corner it goes to Bandy. Lily Bandy threw it to no one in particular, but Teakin tracks it down on the left side in front of the sideline. She just threw it right through the middle, but nobody was home. Then a bad entry pass by Treckler. It's going to be a jump ball, and Staunton will keep it on the arrow. That was Brooke Kinder. She did a nice job to stick her nose right in and get that tie up. Harris Legender back on the floor. And she's got some colorful shoes. You got some light green, some yellow, some pink, a little bit of blue on there. And a splash of white. Well, they used to say, like, playing basketball, you didn't want too flashy of a shoes because you didn't want your shoes standing out to the official. But those are old school rules. Those don't apply in 2021. You see a lot of different colored shoes these days. Another jump ball. This time it will go the way of North Mac. It'll be the fourth turnover on Staunton. All the Lady Bulldogs wearing the black knee pads. Always a good look when everybody on the squad has that working. 7:15 for the first half of play here. And we're going to get a travel as North Mac got the steal, but then Legender, I think, shuffled her feet on the recovery. So it'll be North Mac ball on the baseline. Substitutions for North Mac. Gabriel Mason out. Alexis Bowman out. As Marconi returned and Kaylee Prost back on the floor. And the inbounds pass stolen by Legender. 14th North Mac turnover. Here comes Kinder across the timeline. Leaves it for Legender, left wing. Harris brings it across the head of the key. Treckler open for three. Back rim to two strong. Long rebound out to North Mac and Marconi. Natalie slows it up into the front court. Her pass is tipped. Can Bandy save it? No, she cannot. She's on the sideline right in front of the scorer's table. Great effort, though, from Lily Bandy. I tell you what, for not having played for 19 days, Staunton looks very good here tonight. With that type of layoff, you just never know what you're going to get. They only had five practices. Here's Brooke Kinder into the passing lane. Down the left side, layup no. Good contest by North Mac. Treckler's follow blocked, and the rebound down to North Mac and Rayner. She gets it away to Gist. Melanie Gist into the front court and a block on Treckler. That'll be Lily Treckler's first. Just the second on the Bulldogs here in the first half. They lead 20-3. The tournament's top seed. Looking to win the county for the first time since 2011. That inbounds pass stolen by Treckler. Lily, lead pass to Bandy on the spin, stripped out of there, and it'll stay with Staunton. Good to see Troy Redfern back on the Staunton bench as one of Corey Allen's assistants this year. Of course, Troy, he was the head man the last time the Lady Dogs won the county. Harris Legender on the inbounds, gets it into Treckler. Then Harris immediately posts on the right block, entry pass, and she's fouled. And that's the 10th team foul, so two free throws here for Harris Legender. 6:24 for the first half. And we had substitutions coming to the table, and they tried to come in immediately, but Stuby had to pull them back, have to wait till the first free throw was taken by Harris Legender. Always good to see our buddy Stuby, one of the great characters on the high school sports scene over the last 40 years or so. Free throw good for Harris Legender. Lily Bandy will check out. Savannah Billings will check out. Back on the floor, Elle Feldman, along with, let's see, that is Kylie Lusico, the 5'2 sophomore. Check, that's Grace Bukeski, the 5'8 freshman. That free throw rattled down for the Dogs and Kinder, I think. Another turnover for North Mac. Here's Feldman. She's going to pull up from 18. Missed it. And the rebound down to North Mac. And Thorman, she gets it off to Prost. On the left wing with Hendricks. That pass is tipped out by Legender, and she saved it, but it's corralled by North Mac. Here comes Hendricks, pulls up left elbow, pure for Abby Hendricks. Her first bucket. as Feldman will walk the ball into the front court. On the baseline, that was Feldman, dumps it down to Legender. What a move. Harris Legender, she caught that ball almost behind the backboard and had to bully her way to the front of the rim with a spin move in the air and laid it up and in. Dangerous pass as Treckler into the passing lane comes up with the steal. Then she lost her balance. Ball's loose. She's able to get it away to Brooke Kinder. On the baseline, Feldman, L attacks, and she's fouled on the floor. But it's two free throws for Staunton as North Mac is over the limit, and they have been since a minute to go in the first quarter. Katie Tiki was again in such a hurry to come into the ballgame. Stewie had to put the reins on her. Hey, Staunton hasn't played in 19 days. They're ready to go. Free throw for Feldman is no good. That foul was on Prost, her third, and we got a timeout taken by North Mac. 5 minutes for the first half. It is 24-5, Staunton with the lead. You're listening to girls' semifinal action from the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI.
All right, we're back here at Gillespie. Serious technical difficulties for us here. Apologize for that. 2:50 to play in the first half. It's 25-7, Staunton with the lead here. North Mac has the basketball. Sometimes technology decides it just don't want to work, and there's nothing you can do about it. The Dogs in control. On the left wing now, Panthers have it with Hendricks into the hands of Marconi. Back to Hendricks, nearly stolen. Abigail able to corral it, gets it off to Foreman on the right wing. Now that is stolen, picked off by the Dogs, as that was Samantha Anderson. On the right wing now, with Deacon. Left wing, Anderson left alone for three. Yes, for Samantha Anderson. She knocks down the triple, and that makes it 28-7. Staunton with the lead, 2:05 for the first half of play. Been all Bulldogs here. Didn't take them long to knock the rust off from the 19-day layoff. That ball is jarred loose. They have forced unofficially 19 turnovers. I think I probably missed a few. I was having those technical difficulties. As the Panthers will have it on the baseline. It'll be Hendricks to throw it in. High arcing shot of the right corner goes off the top of the backboard for Hendricks, picked up by Staunton. That is Lily Bandy. She's had a nice first half of basketball here. Gets it back to Katie Deacon. Deacon will work left side. Gets it back now to Anderson. Anderson leaves it on the left wing. Here's a long two for Tekin, no good. And the rebound down to North Mac. And I think we're back now possibly on the main broadcast. Jen, if you want to go ahead and pop the Plan A back up, we'll go ahead and try that here for a while and see if it'll hold out here. 89 seconds.
28-7, North Mac. Another turnover for the Panthers. Unofficially their 20th. Into the hands now of Katie Tekin as she brings it into the front court for the Bulldogs. I guess the system needed a reboot. Up top for Grace Bukeski for Staunton. Bukeski will leave it back for Anderson. Anderson on the left wing into the hands of Bandy. Dribble drive, no. Rebound is tapped around, pulled down by North Mac. And Hendricks, she's trapped underneath her own hoop, and she gets it away to Natalie Marconi. Final minute, first half. 45 seconds for the first half of play. 28-7, Staunton. In the corner, here's a three for Gist. Missed it. And the rebound down to Staunton and Billings. She almost had it jarred loose, but she picks it up and puts it into the hands of Katie Tekin. Half a minute, first half. 28-7. Staunton with the lead and the ball. They have not trailed tonight. Got out early, haven't looked back. Here's Anderson, cross-court pass to Bandy. Into the hands of Tekin. Katie Tekin right back to Anderson. Top of the key with the left-hand dribble. Leaves it on the bounce for Bandy. Bandy brings it across the head of the key with 10 seconds for the half. Into the hands of Tekin. Top of the key, Bandy. Left wing, Anderson open for three. Missed it. Rebound down to North Mac and Gist, and that's the half.
Two quarters in the books here in girls semifinal number one from the Macoupin County Tournament. And Staunton leading North Mac 28-7. We'll come back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. One, we're just about set for the start of the third quarter. Staunton leading 28-7, their first game in 19 days, as they will send out onto the floor Katie Teakin, Brooke Kinder, Savannah Billings, Harris Legender, and Elle Feldman. For North Mac, they will come back with Abby Hendricks, Melanie Gist, Kaylee Prose, Natalie Marconi, and Olivia Thorman. North Mac will get the basketball first here in the third quarter. They line everyone up at the midcourt stripe, get it in to Prose. Into the hands now of Melanie Gist. Gist across the timeline with Thorman. Between the circles with Marconi. High post feed it goes to Prose. Back to Gist now. She has the ball knocked away by Feldman. It's out of bounds off of Staunton. Boy, active hands defensively for this Staunton group. First time I've seen them in person this year. Tenacious would be a good word to describe them on the defensive end. They are just coming with traps and hands up. Quick to the basketball. Good anticipation. Ball's tipped out there. North Mac will throw in on the baseline. Hendricks gets it into Gist. Melanie Gist gets into the middle of the lane, then lost the basketball, turned over. Here comes Feldman. It's a race down the floor, up and down for the easy dos for Elle Feldman. Feldman now has six. As Staunton showing the full court pressure and a 5-second counter on North Mac as they were unable to get it in as they did not have any Panthers coming back to the basketball working against that full court pressure. So it'll be Staunton ball. Nobody for the Dogs is ready to inbound, so Austin Denton puts the ball down and starts the count. Here's Teakin for three, left it a little bit short. Rebound tipped around, middle of the lane, picked up by North Mac. Here comes Prose. Bounce pass to Marconi, and it's split. Marconi and Thorman goes out of bounds. Another North Mac turnover. Unofficially, they're 23rd. 7 minutes, 10 seconds for quarter number three. You're listening to WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000 watt sports voice of Mid Illinois. Here's Teakin, top of the key. North Mac in the zone piece here. Is that entry pass to Legender? Stolen away. Six Staunton turnover. In the backcourt now. That is Gist. Had trouble with the handle. Feldman, a headlong dive. Couldn't get the basketball. Gist now gets it away to Marconi. North Mac has numbers. Two on one. That is Prose. Bounce pass. Thorman off the window. It's good. First bucket for Olivia Thorman. As North Mac ran the break, very nice there. 30-9, Staunton with the lead and the basketball. Top of the key with Feldman. Thorman went for the steal. That freed up L for the foul line jump shot. No good. Billings offensive rebound follow won't go. Legender keeping it alive, but she's going to end up being the last one to touch, I think, or not. No, North Mac the last to touch. It'll be Staunton ball on the baseline. Boy, just good work in that. By Harris Legender. She looked like she was playing volleyball that time, just tapping it around. Entry pass to Harris, front of the rim, lays it up and in. The assist to Billings. Legender now with 6 points. Makes it 32-9. In the backcourt, quickly now across the timeline comes North Mac. As Feldman went for a steal back there, didn't get it. North Mac had 5-on-4 momentarily. That pass is tipped and stolen, picked up by Billings in the middle of the lane. She will get it away to Harris Legender. Harris down the left wing. No one cuts her off. All the way to the rim. Left the layup short. She didn't have the handle cleanly as she went to release it. Rebound down to North Mac and Hendricks. 5:45 for the third quarter. Carthenville and Gillespie coming up next here on FM 106. Gist on the attack. Missed it. Gets her offensive rebound. But we've got a whistle and a foul on the floor. It is on Staunton. And I think Katie Teakin is going to be the guilty party here. She will. Her third, team's first of the half. Hendricks gets it in left corner to Gist. Top of the key to Marconi. Left wing now with Thorman. Olivia puts it on the deck. Left elbow shot, no good. Rebound down to Billings for Staunton. Off to Brooke Kinder. Brooke into the front court. On the right wing. Teakin open for three. Rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound, Kinder put back, no good. Offensive rebound, Billings counted and the foul. Four for Savannah Billings as she had good block out position on that left side of the rim. Staunton got two offensive boards on the sequence. Lily Bandy going to check in for Staunton. And Kaylin Rayner onto the floor now for North Mac. And foul on the Panthers, Melanie Gist, her second. Free throw for Billings is good. She completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Makes it 35-9. Bulldogs with the lead. North Mac has the basketball, 5-10 third quarter. Staunton looking to get into the county championship on Friday night. On the block, Rayner draws a double team, and she traveled. Good defense down there by Harris Legender as Rayner spun baseline, but Harris did a good job to cut her off and went straight up. Into the front court, Elle Feldman for Staunton. 3 minutes gone by, second half, 35-9, Dogs with the lead. They led 28-7 at the half. Here's Legender, baseline, 12-footer, knock it down. Harris Legender, she's got eight. Well, she's just a top-flight athlete. Down it goes to Rayner, and a turnover. Here come the Bulldogs and Feldman into the front court on the baseline to Bandy. Bandy, top of the key to Feldman. Penetrates foul line, kicks it. Kinder, three, left it short, rebound. Tipped around. Feldman was on the floor for penetration. The rebound actually hit her back. She wasn't facing the rim. She might be a little slow here. Here's a long two for Hendricks, no good, and the rebound out of bounds, and it will belong to Staunton. Yeah, Elle Feldman looks a little ginger. She's going to check out. Evan Frank will check in, a 5'4 sophomore. Elle went down on the penetration at the foul line, and she's not really limping. She just looked like she was moving a little bit slower than normal. Here is Frank. They leave it now right wing. Here's Kinder for three, left it short. Rebound down to North Mac and Marconi halfway through the third quarter. Here's Marconi, top of the key. Thought about pulling up for three. Stead leaves it right wing. Here's a three ball on the way for Taylor Kears. No good. And the rebound down to Legender, and she's fouled. They are going to get Hendricks on the personal. That is her second. As Staunton has the basketball with Evan Frank coming into the front court. Top of the key with Frank. Back on the right wing now with Bandy. She's had a nice ball game tonight. Here's Legender in the right corner. Dogs swing it. Kinder drives left baseline. Missed it. Rebound tapped around off of Billings, but it's going to be last touched by North Mac as it deflected off the hand of Taylor Kears that time. 3:24 for the third. A 37-9 Staunton lead. In it goes to Kinder on the right wing with Bandy. Bandy now leaves it on the wing. Here's Legender for three. Knock it down. Harris Legender again. She's got 11, and it's 40-9 Staunton. Panthers have it left wing. That's Hendricks. Bulldog hits the deck trying to get out to the corner. That was Billings. The shot for North Mac and Early was no good, but an offensive rebound to the Panthers. On the dribble drive attack, it's good for Taylor Kears. Taylor with 4 points tonight. Nice move there on the dribble drive off the right side. Makes it 40-11 with 2:43 to play in the third quarter. Here's Lily Bandy. Dribble drive. Lost it, but it deflects right out to Legender at the three-point line. Now she drives all the way front of the rim, lays it up and in. 13 for Harris Legender. She's come alive a little bit offensively here in the third quarter. 9 over 13 in the second half. Here's Taylor Kears, tries the right wing three, no. Rebound down to Frank, and she was pushed in the back by Rayner. Substitutions now for Staunton. Lily Treckler returns. And also back on the floor, Grace Bukeski. It'll be Legender and Kinder to sit. Now North Mac substitutions. Kaylee Prost returns along with Gabriel Mason. Rayner coming off and Marconi coming off. 2:21 for the third quarter, and I think we're going to get our mask timeout. Staunton leading North Mac 42-11 in girls semifinal number one from the Macoupin County Tournament here on WQS. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing semifinal number one. Gabe Osborne will take over the controls for semifinal number two, which comes up next here on FM 106.1. That'll be Carthenville and Gillespie. And it sure looks like the winner of that game will be facing the top-seeded Staunton Lady Bulldogs for the championship on Friday night. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip. We'll have it live, of course, here on WSMI. Staunton in control, leading 42-11, the first game in 19 days. As Bukowski hit the deck hard in the middle of the lane, but she's back to her feet now. As out front with Evan Frank, spinning, foul line, kicks it back to Treckler. Leaves it into the hands now of Kylie Lusico, who's checked in. Oh, there's a nice steal by North Mac as they picked Bandy's pocket. And then great hustle by Treckler. She pokes it away from behind, but it's saved right to North Mac. Great hustle, though. On the attack, Kears missed it. Offensive rebound down to Addison Early. And we've got a whistle and foul with 105 seconds to play in the third quarter. Boy, no give up on either one of these squads. Well, if we learned anything over the last couple of years, right? Play hard. Just play hard because you don't know when you're going to get to play again. Both teams playing hard here tonight. 95 seconds for the third quarter of play. Yearly had to track that down in the left corner. And we got some feet tangling there as Bandy and Bowman got tangled up. The foul will go on Bandy. That's one of those, that's a frustrating foul whenever your feet just get tangled. Totally unintentional, but it is certainly a foul. You always feel like you didn't get your money's worth. 90 seconds for the third quarter. 42-11. Staunton leading. Here is Kears. One dribble pull-up. Right elbow missed it. It's out of bounds. And it will belong to Staunton. Well, if it stays this way, we'll have a running clock in the fourth quarter. Has not been a lot of game pressure on Staunton here tonight. But when you haven't played for 19 days, that's not the worst thing in the world. Here's Frank, top of the key. Crazy to think that they haven't played. This is their first game since they played and won the Centralia Chrysler Rock Lutheran Holiday Tournament Championship back on December 30th. Dogs turn it over here. North Mac attacks quickly. They get it down to Mason. She lays it off the window from the left side. Gabrielle's first bucket. Final minute, third quarter, 42-13. And right now, North Mac has it inside that running clock mark. Down to Bukowski. She rises and hits. Grace Bukowski's first bucket. 5'8 freshman. And as North Mac across the timeline with 33 seconds. Bad entry pass, but it's deflected right to North Mac's Mason. But she lost it going up, and it will be out of bounds over to Staunton. 29.8 seconds for the third quarter. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. Of course, you got the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational happening at Litchfield. You've got the Highland Girls Tournament going on. A number of the midseason tournaments here were off tonight as Bandy got poked in the face. There was no whistle initially, and Lily just stopped dribbling, put her arms up to the sky, and kind of shook her head, and then the whistle came. She did take a shot right across the face, unintentional. Doesn't make it hurt any less, though. And to the table, Samantha Anderson. Well, now she'll go to the table. She came right off the bench, went in, and Stewie said, hey, you got to go to the table. As Bandy will check out after that incidental blow to the head. More the face, I would say. 14 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Evan Frank on the dribble. Leaves it for Bukowski in the corner with 8. Back up top to Lusico. On the right wing now with Anderson. 3 seconds. Here's a long 2. Yes, that's Lily Treckler at the horn. Buries it. 3 quarters in the books here of girls semifinal number 1. Staunton leading North Mac 46-13. We'll come back with fourth quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit in Gillespie as we go fourth quarter. All Staunton tonight leading North Mac 46-13. The tournament's top seed looking every bit of that. And then a turnover right off the inbounds as that'll be over and back as Anderson caught it in the front court and then came across the midcourt stripe for the violation. But this will be a running clock fourth quarter. Carlinville and Gillespie waiting in the wings. The winner of that game is going to get Staunton for the county championship on Friday night. In the corner with Early. She gets it top of the key. Off to Kears. Back on the right block it goes. Driving is Mason and she draws the foul. So to the free throw line, the freshman, Gabrielle Mason. But you look at this North Mac roster now, just one senior, that's Melanie Gist. A lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores. Free throw for Mason is off the mark, no good. So there's definitely some talent here just waiting for North Mac in a couple of years. That free throw is no good for Mason. Rebound down to Staunton on the floor for the Bulldogs. Allison Karhoff has checked in, a 5'8 sophomore. She's on the floor with Anderson. Also, Evan Frank, Grace Bukeski, and Kylie Lusico. And a 5-second count out front as Anderson picked up her dribble, and she had nowhere to go with the basketball. No one came to help her out. 6:40 for the ball game. Clock running, 46-13 Staunton. They led 17-3 after one, 28-7 at the half, 46-13 after three. That's our score right now. So Staunton's going to play for the title on Friday night as there's a steal. Stepping right into the passing lane was Lusico. She leaves it back for Bukeski now. Out front, Frank has it poked loose. Good effort and hustle out there by Gabrielle Mason. Coal Mine Crazies get it in position here for the Gillespie Girls game coming up next. Always one of the funner student sections around. Don't think they brought any baby powder tonight. They were, folks at Gillespie were telling me they're still seeing some baby powder come down off the rafters all these years later after that senior night, I guess, went awry for the Coal Mine Crazies. I've said it was a good idea. They just had a little too much baby powder. They could have cut it in half, and they would have been golden. Instead, they all got kicked out, and years later, it's still coming down from the rafters. The janitors weren't laughing that night, but it was one of those good senior pranks. You got to appreciate it. Although there were some folks at Gillespie administration-wise that certainly did not appreciate it at the time. All a matter of perspective. I was right up here when it happened. I got a shower from it, but I appreciated it. But I didn't have to clean it up either. Here's Evan Frank on the attack, and she's going to be called for traveling. Like Terry Tote used to always say, he had a shop teacher in school that would say, trouble always starts out looking like fun. And it was never truer than that night. Inside of 5 minutes for the ball game, 46-13. Staunton with the lead. They've never trailed here tonight. Cross-court pass nearly stolen by Lusico. Here's Kears on the left wing. That pass is tipped and stolen by Karhoff. That was a dangerous pass from the left corner trying to go across the floor right underneath the rim, and Karhoff was just camped out waiting for it. Here's Evan Frank on the left wing, 4:25 for the ball game. Frank spinning, attacking high off the window, missed it. Offensive rebound to Lusico, gets it down to Karhofer, follows too strong. And the rebound is saved by Northmack, but is picked up by Bukeski for Staunton, and then she's going to be called for the double dribble. 10th Staunton turnover. Gives it back to Northmack here with 4 minutes to play in the ball game. And are we going to get our mask timeout? North Mac's going to their bench. There goes Staunton. We will. So 4:01 to play in the ballgame. Mask timeout. Staunton leading North Mac 46-13. We'll come back to the pit at Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Back here at the pit, girls semifinal number one. Staunton leading 46-13. Running clock the entirety of the fourth quarter. So Staunton will be into the championship game on Friday night, 6 o'clock. We'll have it live here on WSMI. They will get the winner of our next game between Carletonville and Gillespie. Here's a three for Hendricks, online but short off the left wing. Offensive rebound down to Rayner, and she's fouled. So two free throws coming for Kaylin Rayner. Yeah, the running clock with the free throws is always just strange, isn't it? First toss for Rayner is off the heel and down. Hit the front rim, hung for a second, and went home. First point for Kaelin. Makes it 46-14. Second toss is waved off on a lane violation. 3:10 for the ball game. Boy, Corey Allen has to be very happy with her team's performance here tonight. Not so much the score, but having not played for 19 days, the effort has been there, and the energy level seemed to be up throughout the entirety of the game. I didn't know how the conditioning would be for the Dogs tonight. They showed no ill effects of the long layoff. Here's Rayner. Baseline, yes, for Kaylin Rayner. She knocks it down from about 15 feet. Her first field goal, she has 3 points. So Staunton might not have played for 19 days coming into tonight, but after this week is over, you know, they'll play on Friday, obviously, for the county championship, and then they will play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, making up those games that have been lost here in the first part of the calendar year. Substitution here for North Mac, Natalie Marconi returning. So with this loss, North Mac will move into the third place game. That will be played on Thursday at 6 o'clock, and we'll have that broadcast here on WSMI. Into the middle of the lane, that was Grace Bukeski, and Grace has her second field goal of the night. Makes it 48-16, inside of 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Yeah, girls third place Thursday at 6, boys third place Thursday at 7:30. We'll have those broadcasts here on WSMI as the shot for Hendricks had a little too much on it. Over the backboard it goes. 100 seconds for the ball game. A wire-to-wire win for top-seeded Staunton here tonight as Bukeski's pass goes off the shin of Treckler, but Lily tracks it down in the right corner it goes. Ball faking on the three that time was Anderson, and she lost the handle on the way up. North Mac brings it down. Minute 15 for the ball game. Alexis Bowman leaves it off for Hendricks left wing, right back to Bowman. 18-footer right wing, too strong for Alexis. Rebound down to Gabriel Mason, the freshman. She gets it out on the left wing. Anderson almost jarred it loose from Marconi that time. Here's Hendricks, left side of the key. Into the hands of Bowman. Bowman, one dribble, pulls up and floats it in for Alexis Bowman. Her first bucket tonight. Final minute of the ball game here with a running clock, fourth quarter. Carthenville, the two-time defending county champions, will take the floor next against the host Miners. Here's Anderson. She pulls up from about 12, missed it. Rebound to Treckler. Her follow was good. Lily now with 5 points on the night. Half a minute for the ball game. We had some technical difficulties late in the first half. A little system reboot, and knock on wood, seem to be rolling right now. Probably shouldn't have said anything. That was a stupid thing of me to do. If the announcer jinx is real for free throws, it's real for the equipment functioning properly as well. I shouldn't have said a darn thing. 5 seconds for the ball game. 50-18 will be your final score here tonight. The Staunton Lady Bulldogs will play for the county championship on Friday night. They will get either Carthenville or Gillespie. The winner of that game will take on top-seeded Staunton for the county championship. 50-18, a wire-to-wire win for the Staunton Lady Bulldogs. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI.